kind of getting heart palpitations, and you know, people kept saying, "Oh, how long till the first game?" We're like, "Oh, very soon." But yeah, we're just at the end of week four for our pre-season on court, so it's yeah, it's gone really quickly actually.
And how have you felt about the team coming together? Because obviously every year there's always new dynamics and some new faces, yeah, and that sort of thing. Coach feeling happy?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Like, we've got you know, half a group returning, you know, five, and a new five contracted, some really good players that have come in. So, but almost from like day one, it's just felt good on the floor together that, you know, we're, you know, keen to get really good people and good players in, and we feel we've done that, and they've been dealing really nicely together.
Last year was, you know, a problematic year, obviously, for any number of reasons, and up in the bubble and all that sort of stuff. It must be a nice feeling to at least hope, touch wood, that this year there's going to be a certain amount of normality about the season.
Yeah, for sure. We spoke about that last night as well with the hub. It was obviously very different, and it was like the world's longest road trip, and you just couldn't come home, and it kept going for that. We were pretty much away 8 weeks, I think it was. So, yeah, it's really nice to be back in Bendigo and be able to have a home game and, as you said, some sort of normality to the season. And, yeah, so we look forward to that starting.
I know the sort of agenda is not really your area, but have you heard anything about, like, I know South Australia and the border opens up, I think, in a matter of days, but heard anything about WA? I think last time I heard they were opening up again in about 2028 or something like that. Any word what happens with road trips like that one?
Yeah, well, there actually won't be a road trip to Perth. It looks like they'll relocate across into Victoria after Christmas. And so they'll start their season, you know, just a couple of weeks later than everyone else, just because they can't get the games at this point. But they'll relocate, and then they'll play their games, you know, January, February, March.
So the mix and the balance of the team, what have you tried to put together with the team? I guess the mix of young and experience, how have you felt that's come together?
Yeah, no, I feel that's come together really well. We've obviously brought in Leilani Mitchell, who's you know, arguably one of the best point guards in Australia and has played in the WNBA for the last 10, 11 years. And she'll work alongside Tessa Levy, who's another Opals player, and one of our returning players, so a couple of guards there. And we've got in Annalie Maley, who was the league-leading rebounder last season, and she's an absolute beast at training, and she never stops. She's always going, which is great, and such a competitor, so she's come in. And Meek Mackay was another one who was a big bet that it's come into the group and as our centre, and Maddie Garrick, who returns to the Spirit after playing, I think she's 6 years with the Boomers, and prior to that she was a Spirit player. She's a local from Shepparton, and she's obviously, you know, she's really good too. And we didn't get the import originally due to the vaccine, you know, wasn't going to get back, so we went with Carly Bogue, who's very experienced in the league, and that, you know, those people joined Mary Goulding and Demi Skinner, who also returned to our group, and young Piper Dunlop, who's a Bendigo local.
Yeah. No, it's a good-looking squad.
Cassie McLean, actually, yeah. She's another returning one, yeah.
Annalie Maley, I mean, there's a bit of nature as well as nurture, because her old man could play a bit just quietly. Paul Maley, he was the real deal, the old mailman. So
that's right. Some good pedigree there. So
certainly is that for sure. And I guess you concentrate at this stage more on your own stuff than others. But I mean, have you had a bit of a you know, look around at some of the other teams and who you think are going to be the dangers? Is it going to be the usual suspects?
Yeah, well, I think everyone's going to be good in my books. But, yeah, we've already kind of been on the front foot and got our scouts up to date of whenever people got signed and who they were. But, you know, I think, you know, Southside are always going to be tough. The you know, last year's winners of the competition. And then you got Melbourne Boomers, who have been quite solid in their and the ones that have been returning, and then there are a couple of imports, so they'll always be, you know, really tough.
Yeah.
Sydney's a new-look team. Townsville will be good. Perth, I think still got one more to sign. We think Sally Whitcomb's coming into that area, and she's a nice little scorer, and you know, she played for Australia at the FIBA Asia in September, so she's obviously clearly a great player. And Adelaide Lightning, who've got a couple of imports coming in, so everybody, and Canberra, of course, are always around the mark. So it's, it'll be a very interesting season. I think it'll be very competitive.
And I believe you've managed to, in an exclusive deal, sign a fantastic court announcer this year. They said that they were looking for somebody who was tall, handsome and charismatic. Unfortunately, they couldn't find him, so they hired me instead.
Well, you just jumped me to it because I was going to say you heard that, but then we got you. So, but...
Hey, I'll do the funny stuff, Trace, all right? Yeah.
I'll leave that with you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that's great. We'll have you on board at home.
Looking forward to it. All the very best for the season, and look forward to chatting soon.
Thanks, Robbo. We'll see you soon.